You're welcome back to Morning Ireland. Two 14-year-olds, a girl and a boy, dead after a car crash near Headford in County Galway. They were in a car with two other teenagers who were aged 14 and 13 at around 5:45 yesterday morning when their car veered onto a ditch and crashed into a tree a short distance from the N84 between Galway and Castlebar. The two other children are in hospital with serious injuries. Inevitably, there is shock and deep sadness in the Headford area as news of the tragedy became public. We're joined this morning by Galway County Councillor Andrew Reddington, who lives in Headford, and by the parish priest, Father Ray Flaherty. You're both welcome to the programme. In these awful circumstances, it really is horrendous. Councillor Reddington, what are your thoughts this morning?
Thank you very much. And I suppose the first thing I want to say is I want to offer my sincere condolences to the Bohan and Joyce family on the tragic loss of their children, Kirsty and Lucas. It's an absolutely terrible day for the area yesterday. News came through in the morning time, I suppose shortly after 8 o'clock, and our worst fears came to the fore when we heard that two young people had passed away and two young people are in hospital, and the whole community is traumatic, and the heartache is unreal amongst everybody. And the two families of the deceased children were well known within the Headford and Corundull area and extremely well respected within the area.
Father Ray, how do you reflect on this awful tragedy?
Good morning, Audrey. Just again to sympathise with the Joyce and the Bohan family on the deaths of Lucas and Kirsty. It's just the terrible news that has been received on Easter Monday after us celebrating Easter over the weekend, and the community is totally numbed. They're shocked and they're in disbelief, really, of what has happened to these young people, because they're all known, the families are all known to the local people and the local communities around Headford as well. So it's we're just in disbelief, really, to be honest.
Absolutely. And Councillor Reddington, the grief of the parents and the families are uppermost, and their pain is uppermost in all our minds this morning. Also thinking of their friends, their close friends at such a young age, having to deal with something like this, it must be incomprehensible to them.
Absolutely. And I think it's extremely important to say it today that, you know, we need to, you know, be mindful of the children in the school. And I want to commend the school in Headford and the school leadership team who have the school open today from 11 to 2. And, you know, they sent out letters to parents, to be careful with it, to be mindful of their children and just to be careful of what's, you know, being posted online, etc. And, you know, to keep a watch on their child. But I suppose I think it's important for me to say as well, from the amount of phone calls I got yesterday, that, you know, we need to let the families grieve their children now, you know, protect the integrity of the family. And I suppose just to be careful what's put online, you know, in relation to this, that two young people have died and, you know, they're already starting off in life, starting off in secondary school, and their families need that time to grieve for their children. And I suppose to organise a funeral and, you know, to let them do that.
And Father Ray, some people may turn to you in your pastoral role for words of comfort, but really at a time like this, there's no words, are there? You can just be there.
Yeah, I think that is the most important thing. And it's something that I have mentioned over the years at funerals, is your presence, really. And that speaks volumes to people, that you're there with them in a time of bereavement and loss. You know, that's as much as we can do. And sometimes we might say the wrong thing, you know, and we're better off just to be there, just to listen in these times. Yeah.
And a tragedy like this, Councillor Reddington, of two young people only really beginning their lives, haven't lived their lives really at all, it's never forgotten in an area like this, will it be?
Absolutely not. I suppose I think it's one of the worst things that I remember happening in the area. You know, it was mentioned earlier on about this area here. It's a very close-knit area. You know, Headford is the main town, but it's surrounded by rural parishes. And a lot of these kids that, especially the two young people that passed away, they would know each other because there's a massive school there where all the kids from all the different parishes go to the school. And it's going to be extremely tough for the whole area for the next couple of weeks. And I suppose all I could say is that the support will be there, and we'll do our very best to support the families and support the people in the area.
Well, that's it, Father Ray. The next few days in particular with the funerals and then the weeks to come will be extremely difficult. The community will stand in solidarity, but ultimately it's the family's grief and their close friends who will continue to grieve over the months and years ahead.
Indeed. And I think a young person, when they die, they're always remembered as being a young person. Do you know that they have just started their lives and all of a sudden it's taken from them so quickly? And I suppose to realize that we're all invincible, you know, that we think we're invincible, but the thing is that we our lives can be taken so quickly from us in different tragedies and circumstances as like this. Yeah.
Well, thank you both very much indeed for sharing your thoughts with us this morning at this very, very difficult time. Father Ray Flaherty, Parish Priest of Headford, and County Councillor Andrew Reddington, who lives in the town as well. Thank you both. It's 8:20.